Morning.
早安.
I think it's a great privilege for me to be able to speak before you today.
我实在很高兴今天早晨来和大家分享.
And I'm going to share some stories, but I'm also going to share a lot of scripture with you as well.
我要和你们分享一些的故事，然后一些的经节.
I heard about a little story about a six-year-old boy.
我听到有一个六岁的孩子
who sat in a service like this, restless.
他在一个讲道的里面,
it was rather a long sermon.
它是一个很长的讲道,
and after that long sermon, he asked the dad a question.
在这个讲道完以后, 他问他的父亲说,
he says, Dad, what does the pastor do the rest of the week?
这个牧师他平常都做些什么事呢?
The dad said, he's a very busy man.
父亲说他是一个非常忙的人,
he takes care of the church.
他要照顾整个教会,
he visits sick people.
他要看顾那些病人,
he prepared for Bible studies and Sunday sermons.
他要准备这个讲道和这个小组查经,
his job is not easy.
他的工作不太容易哦。
Then the boy stopped and paused for a minute.
然后这个男孩子就停了一下又说,
he says, Dad,
他说爸爸,
listening is not very easy sometimes too.
就是听到也不是很容易的。
And the boy was very correct.
这个男孩很正确。
And so today, I'm going to share a message with you.
今天早晨我要跟你分享一段信息。
And sometimes the message that the pastor speak may not always be easy to hear.
有时候牧师讲的话,讲的信息不是很容易听得进去的。
But the message that I share with you today is not to make you feel guilty.
我今天早上跟你们分享不是要让你们觉得很难受。
But it's to challenge you because that's the word of God.
而是要来挑战你们,因为这是神的话语。
So if you're feeling a little uncomfortable this morning,
如果你今天早晨觉得不太舒服的话,
it's not me, but the Holy Spirit.
那不是我的缘故,
let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, I thank you for this morning.
父神,
I thank you for every person here right now. I pray that you will prepare their heart to hear your word. And if so, Lord, that you would move in them to action.
你可以来触动他们。
I thank you, Lord.
我谢谢你。
I pray these things in your son's name. Amen.
我谢谢你这样子祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
So this morning, we're going to be looking at a very common parables.
今天早晨我们要来看两段非常 普通的比喻。
It's found in Luke chapter 15.
在路加福音15章里面。
So in the sanctuary next door, we've been going through the book of Luke for the past several months.
在年轻那边我们一直在走这个路加福音今年。
So I thought I'd bring you one of the messages that I shared over there.
也许我跟你来分享我和他们分享过的一段经文。
So as we look at this passage or this parable, there are some things that are lost here.
你如果看这段经文的话,你会发现有些东西也失落了。
And we all know about the parable of the prodigal son, the lost sheep, and the lost coin.
我们都知道这个浪子回头的故事, 还有失去羊跟失去钱的比喻。
Today we'll be focusing on the lost sheep and the lost coin.
今天早晨我们要注目在失羊跟失钱的比喻上面。
And the word lost means spiritually lost.
这里说失上失落了是属灵上面的失落。
Those who are outside of God's presence or heaven bound.
他们已经失落在了神的这个关顾的里面。
And there's a verse out of 31 where the prodigal son says this.
在31节里面, 在这个浪子的故事里面是这样说的。
The dad simply says he was lost and is found.
父亲这样子说, 他是失而复得的。
And so we're talking about a spiritually lost item here or thing.
我们在说的是一个灵命上面的失落。
And God calls us as Christians
神叫我们这些基督徒
to seek out those who are lost.
我们要去寻找那个失落的。
And when they talk about the coin or the lost sheep, those are material things.
我们讲到羊或者是这个银钱, 都是物质上面的。
And these people, this shepherd or this lady, was going after these things very, very, very much.
不管是牧人也好,或者是这个妇人也好, 他们在寻找的时候都非常的努力。
And God wants us to respond in the same way.
神要我们也是这样子的努力。
Let's look at a verse here.
我们来看看今天的经文。
And it's found in Luke 15, 1 and 2.
在15章第一节跟第二节，众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又想同他们吃饭。
So the point here is the Father's heart is really reaching for the lost.
我们看见天父的心实在是要向那些失落的人伸出援手。
And my first point is this.
我的第一个信息是这样子的。
To reach the lost, we need compassion.
寻求失丧的人，我们需要有同情怜悯的心。
Jesus had the tax collectors gathered around him.
耶稣基督，你看见他有税吏和罪人挨近着耶稣。
And you think about these sinners, they weren't running away from him, but they were rather running towards him.
你在这些税吏跟罪人，他们并没有逃离耶稣，而是向耶稣涌去。
They gathered around him because he had a sense of compassion for them.
他们挨近耶稣，因为耶稣有那个怜悯的心。
Maybe he understood their situation a little bit better.
耶稣明白他们的情况。
And he wasn't pointing fingers.
他并没有指责他们。
But rather, when they came to him, they felt comforted.
当他们来到耶稣旁边的时候，他们觉得他们被安慰。
They sensed his compassion.
他们可以感受到他的怜悯。
And that's kind of interesting that these sinners, these tax collectors, came towards Jesus instead of running away from him.
所以非常有趣的，这些罪人跟税吏，他们都来到了耶稣的面前，挨近他，而不是逃走。
And that kind of makes us kind of think, when we talk about Christ at home in our workplaces, do people come towards us or do they repel from us?
所以当我们在传福音跟人家讲耶稣的时候，人是离开我们而去呢，还是接近我们而来？
See, it says that Jesus welcomes sinners and eats with them.
耶稣接待罪人，而且同他们吃饭。
See, the Greek word for welcomes means to receive as a friend.
在希腊文里面，这个接待的意思就是说，接待他们好像是朋友一样。
And I think that's exactly what Jesus did. He was receiving them as friends, not as sinners.
这正是耶稣所做的，他待他们如朋友，而不是待他们如罪人。
His attitude attracted people towards him.
他的态度让旁边的人愿意跟他亲近。
So the first thing we need to know again is reaching a lost, we need to have compassion for them.
所以我们要寻求世上的人，第一件要紧的事情就是要有怜悯同情的心。
Let me illustrate it this way.
让我做个比喻。
When there's an accident, there's always generally people around an accident.
每一次你看见有车祸的时候，旁边总是有一群的人。
Three groups of people will be at an accident scene.
这里有三群的人在这个车祸的旁边。
There are those who are bystanders.
有一些旁观的人。
And all they do is watch, take pictures, and just seeing what's going on.
他们在旁观，他们在看，他们在照相。
They don't get involved at all.
他们只是在那边好看好戏，他们并不没有参与。
They know that there is a problem.
他们知道这里有个问题。
But they want to be uninvolved.
但是他们不想要参与。
And I think people are like that sometimes when we think about the loss.
当我们寻求世上的人，你发现我们很多人是这个样子的。
We know people are lost and they're heading towards hell.
你知道人失落了，他要往地狱走，但是你漠不关心。
And we say, well, it can't be me to lead them to Christ.
那也不是我的事情。
It has to be maybe someone else who's been a Christian longer.
一定是那些信主比较久的人的责任。
Oh, that job is for the pastor or the elders.
这个是牧师长老的事情，不关我。
So they just stand back and just watch.
所以就退后一步，在那边旁观。
They are bystanders.
这就是旁观的人。
There's another group of people that are present at an accident as well.
另外有一群人在这个车祸的时候也在那里。
They're police officers.
他们就是警察或者是公安。
They're there to assess the problem.
他们在这里来观察一下这里的问题。
And their main concern is to blame, to put blame and to give punishment.
他们的责任是确定谁犯了错，就应该要开罚单，得惩罚。
And so they search and look for areas of wrong.
所以他们在旁边在寻找证据。
So like an accident, they may find alcohol.
他也许就看到车里面有酒。
Maybe a person wasn't well rested or they had drugs in their system.
或者他吸毒了或喝酒了。
Then the police officer finds blame and then sends a person off.
啊，他的责任是要来找到证据来定罪。
But there's a third group of person there.
还有第三群的人。
Is a paramedic.
啊，就是那些救护人员。
He's not standing on the side.
他们并没有在旁边站着看好戏。
He is very involved.
啊，他们非常的参与在其中。
They aren't pointing fingers who's at fault.
啊，他们不管谁犯了错。
But they're there to administer help.
啊，他在那个地方就是要来拯救人。
They look for the problem and try to find any help that's possible to get them out of the trouble.
他看看这个到底问题在什么地方，他尽可能的来帮助他们。
And sometimes things are a little hard.
有时候是蛮麻烦的。
They have to break doors, break glass to get the person out.
啊，他们需要把这个车子打开、拆开。
But they're there to help.
啊，他们在那个地方是来帮助的。
Not in any way to blame.
啊，不是来定罪人的。
So when we look at the loss,
所以当我们讲到失散的人的时候，
we could be like that as well.
啊，我们可以成为这样子的人。
Some of us are very unwilling and uninvolved.
啊，我们很多人都是不愿意参与的。
Some of us are putting blame. Maybe that's why you're in the way that you are because you've been sinning so long.
啊，我们有时候就会定罪人，你因为是这个样子，因为你平常都没有好好追求。
And maybe that's why God's punishing you.
啊，所以啊，神现在可能是在责备你了。
Or you're the third person.
或是你第三种的人。
Who's saying, how can I help you?
说我怎么样可以来帮助你。
How can I share Christ with you and give you a sense of hope in your situation?
我怎么样来给你见证耶稣基督，让你有希望呢？
Which group are you in?
你是哪一组的人呢？
And it's a very hard question to ask sometimes.
啊，这是一个很痛苦的问题。
But I think God wants us to be like the third group.
我想神是要我们成为这第三种的人。
To help those who are hurting.
要来帮助那些正在受伤的人。
Not to cast blame, but to be involved.
而不是在那里定罪人、责备人。
It's to show compassion.
啊，这就是显示我们怜悯的心。
And that attitude is to really care for a person.
啊，这个态度就是真正的关怀那些需要被关怀的人。
So my first point is to have the heart for the loss. We need to have compassion.
所以我的第一点就是我们要寻找那些失丧的人。第一个要紧的事就是要有怜悯同情心。
Let me move to my second point.
让我来讲第二个重点。
To reach the loss, it takes effort.
要寻找失丧的人需要花功夫，要付代价。
It says this in Luke 15:3-5.
在十五章第三到四节里面是这样子说的：耶稣就用比喻说，你们中间谁有一百只羊，失去一只，不把这99只撇在旷野，去找那失去的羊，直到找着呢？
And so when I think about this, it takes a lot of effort. The shepherd had to leave the 99 to look for that one.
所以寻找是需要花功夫的。
For a shepherd, it's a lot of work.
对一个牧羊人来说，这有很多的功夫。
So if he loses one, he has to look really hard in amongst a very different valley kind of terrain.
如果走失了一只的话，他要在满山遍野到处去找这一只羊。
So the shepherd knows every sheep, and if one's missing, he will go out after that one.
所以这个牧羊人他知道他的每一只羊，当有一只走失的时候，他会去找。
Lots of effort is involved.
这要花很多的功夫去找。
Not that long ago, my youngest daughter, who's 5 years old,
在不久以前，我的女儿还五岁的时候，
I took her shopping with my family.
我们到百货公司去买东西。
And like five-year-olds, they love to play hide and seek.
就像其他五岁的小孩子一样，他们喜欢捉迷藏。
She loves to hide in the clothing racks.
她喜欢躲在那些衣架子当中。
And so one time, I was going to the store with her, and then my oldest daughter, who is 11, asked me a question.
当我们在这里买东西的时候，我十一岁的女儿这样子问我。
In those few seconds, my little one disappeared.
她问我一个问题，那就在那几秒钟，我的小女儿不见了。
All kinds of things were going through my mind.
我的脑中出现了很多的情景。
I said, oh no, did she trip and fall somewhere and I don't know where she is?
她是摔倒了还是怎么样？
Did someone take her in that split second?
是不是谁把她绑架了？
Then my next thought is, oh, my wife is going to kill me.
下一个念头就是我太太会把我给宰了。
So then I'm looking all over for her.
然后我就到处去找她。
Because I know that she loves to play hide and seek with me.
我知道她喜欢玩捉迷藏的游戏。
So I'm going through the clothing and people are looking at me strangely.
所以我就在衣架里面到处翻转，人家就觉得我疯了一样。
And after breaking out in sweat, I didn't know what to do.
然后我就满身大汗，不知道该下一步该做什么。
Then I know my daughter very well.
但是我知道我的女儿。
I said, Hope Lee, come out if you want ice cream.
我说 Hope Lee, 你出来吧，如果你要吃冰棒的话。
And on the far end of the store, I see a little head pop out.
然后在很远很远的地方，那个衣架子里面有。
She says, ice cream, ice cream, I want ice cream.
我说冰淇淋，冰淇淋，我要吃冰淇淋。
And then she came back.
然后她就出来了。
To me, that took a lot of effort.
对我来说，哇，花了好多的力气。
And I think in the same way, if we're going to reach the lost, it takes some effort.
同样的，当我们寻找那个世上的人时，我们要花力气的。
It's not something that we plan one day and it's done.
不是说我们一做了一天，然后事情就成就了。
But reaching the lost takes a lot of effort on our part.
寻找世上的人要，我们要花很多的力气。
And for me, thinking about this passage, it really made me stop and think about how am I reaching the loss?
当我在读这段经文的时候，也让我自己的思想，我做得如何呢？
And I think maybe there was a reason why 2 years before I came to CCIC, I was working at a secular job.
所以可能是因为这个样子，在我来基督徒会堂之前有两年，我是在其他地方工作。
I think God wanted me to refine my evangelism skills.
我想神要我来锻炼我跟人家传福音的这些的技巧跟能力。
To capture the heart for the loss.
能够抓住他们的心。
And so for the last 2 years before here, I was working at a commercial satellite company.
在前两年，我在一个卫星公司里面做事。
And the satellites do a lot of commercial banks and military and even Hughes Network stuff in the space.
在这个卫星公司里面，他们有很多的跟一些大公司的一些契约关系。
And so when I was at this workplace, people knew that I was a pastor.
当我去那边的时候，他们都知道我曾经是牧师。
And the owner of the company wanted me to come work for him.
这个企业的主人要我去这家公司做事。
Because he knew that the place, his workplace had a lot of sick people.
他知道在这个公司里面有很多病人。
And those were spiritually sick people.
那是一些灵命上面生病的人。
And then I realized later on that God wanted me there for a purpose.
那我知道神叫我去那里是有他的目的的。
It was to reach out to people and to share Christ with them in a secular setting.
就是我要去那个地方把这个作为见证把福音传给他们。
So in the workplace, I was able to share the gospel to past drug dealers.
我在那个地方，我可以向一些曾经是买卖毒品的人，向他们传福音。
To many new immigrants.
向那些新移民的人传福音。
People from different spiritual backgrounds.
从不同的灵命的背景来的人传福音。
And I think during that time, God taught me to have compassion and to put effort in reaching out to these people.
就在那段时间，神教导我怎么样有怜悯的心来跟这些人传福音。
And so I think that's where God helped me refine and to love people a little bit more.
这是一段时间，神怎么样来锻炼我有怜悯的心，然后锻炼我的传福音的技巧。
So the very practical principle here is this.
那在这个日常生活里面，一个很实际的原则就是这样。
Is that maybe first we need to be very intentional in praying for the loss.
第一件事情就是我们要很密集的为这些人来祷告。
It's not that we just see them, but we actually pray for them, that we pray for their souls to be ready to hear the gospel.
我们不只是寻找，我们还要为这些人积极的祷告。
And the next thing for me personally is that I made it a very significant part of my life to be a part of missions.
在我的生命里面，第二件重要的事情就是我跟这个宣教有了关系。
Local missions and abroad missions.
不管是本地的或者是外地的宣教。
And the last thing I thought was very significant to me is to make outreach very practical as well. Make outreach very practical.
第三件事情就是我让这个传福音变成是一个很实际、非常有用的。
And so coming back from 2 years from that, this is something that I am learning to apply within our youth next door.
就在那两年里面，我学到了很多东西，我现在可以运用在我们年轻人的身上。
That we want them to be able to pray for one another.
我们可以这个互彼此的祷告。
And to make missions a part of their life, may it be local or abroad.
我教导他们怎么样彼此的祷告，怎么样把宣教成为他们生命的一个部分。
And also have an environment where we can invite non-Christians into our church.
我试着塑造一个环境，我们可以让那些不信主的人愿意来到教会里面。
And those are some beginning steps of reaching out for the lost.
这些是刚开始的一些起步的一些的做法。
I'm going to ask you a very, very serious question now.
我要问你一个非常非常严肃的问题了。
If everyone witnessed or shared Christ the way that you do, would you be saved?
如果每一个人都像你这样子来传福音的话，你会得救吗？
That is a very serious question.
这是一个很严肃的问题。
It makes us stop us think about how well are we able to share Christ with other people.
这也让我们思想我们有没有能够向别人来传福音。
In the beginning, I told you that this is going to be a challenging message.
我已经告诉你们了，这将是一个非常有挑战的一个信息。
And maybe this is the challenging point right now.
也许这就是对你的挑战。
That we know that we're a little short in how we share the gospel.
我想我们在传福音的事工上面都有一些的欠缺。
And I would hope that you would desire to be able to be a person who's able to share the gospel better with others.
我希望我们每一个人都比别人都能够有更有传福音的恩赐。
So far I shared about 2 things so far about reaching the lost.
到目前为止我们已经讲了两点。
One is that we need to have compassion.
我们需要有怜悯的心。
And the other one is that we need to put effort for the lost.
我们需要花功夫付代价。
Let me go to the third point, is this.
那我们来讲第三点。
Oops, did we do that right? Yeah, we did that. Yep, okay. So reaching a loss also takes a lot of persistence.
第三点，寻求失丧的人需要有坚持。
And then out of Luke 15 verses 4 and then 15:8. I'll let you read that.
Which verse?
Verses 4 and then
8.
Oops. Am I in the right one? Yeah.
你们中间谁有一百只羊，失去一只，不把这99只撇在旷野，却找那失去的羊，直到找着呢？或是一个富人有10块钱，若失落一块，岂不点上灯，打扫屋子，细细的找，直到找着吗？
Okay, here we go. That's where I was at. Okay, so in both of these cases, again, Jesus is saying very specifically something was lost.
耶稣基督在这里讲，这两个比喻里面讲，很显然的，有些东西给失落了。
Both would not stop until they found it.
你发现这两种人。他一定要找着为止。
So if you've ever been to Israel, the valley is very high and low, and there's little valleys that a sheep can fall.
你如果去过以色列的话，你就会知道以色列有高山低谷，这些羊很可能就摔在那个山间里面。
And a shepherd could say, I don't see the sheep, and go in.
这个牧羊人可以说，看了一下，哎，我看不到羊，好，我们就回家吧。
But that's not the true job of a shepherd.
但是这个不是牧羊人的真的牧羊人。
The shepherd is going to go hard after looking for that one lost sheep.
一个真的牧羊人，他一定会找着为止。
He's going to climb high to the highest peak and look into the valley.
他会爬到最高的地方，然后看到那个深山里面。
So he might be able to find that lost sheep.
他这样子也许会看得更清楚一点。
And he will not give up until he finds that sheep.
他不会放弃的，直到找着为止。
There's a sense of great persistence there.
你就发现这里一个持久的功夫。
And in the same way for this lady here who lost his coin,
你就看到这里一个妇人，她失去了一块银钱。
She goes after looking for this coin very hard.
她去找那个银钱，找得非常非常的努力。
And this, in the time back then, the floor of a home was not nice with wood or carpet. It was just dirt and stone.
在第一个世纪的时候，不像我们现在铺的是水泥地，屋子里面有地，有石头，有坑坑。
And so you probably think it's only a coin.
你也许会说，不过是个银钱嘛。
You can replace that coin.
你可以再赚一个吧。
But you really don't know that this coin is very precious and has a great significance.
但是你不知道这个银钱是非常有价值的。
This coin represented her being married back then.
这个银钱通常是说他们作为嫁妆的一个部分用的。
It's kind of like some of you ladies here.
就像我们在座的很多的姊妹们。
Who are married and have a diamond ring on your finger.
在你们结婚的时候都有一个钻石的戒指，对不对？
If you lost that diamond stone, what would you do?
如果你就是钻石的戒指上面掉了一颗钻石，你会怎么办？
You would search your car, you would search your house, you would go all over the place looking for that one little stone.
你会在屋子里面，在车上，你到处找那个掉的这个钻石。
And back in this time, those 10 coins represented her being married, her dowry in a sense.
在那个时候，这十个银钱是当时他们嫁妆的一个部分。
So oftentimes she would wear these coins as a necklace or a headband.
她有在那个时候，他们会把这个她的嫁妆给挂在身上，或者是戴在额头上面。
So if one coin is missing,
如果有一个银钱掉了
，people would say.Isn't that very significant? Isn't this very important to you because this is from your husband or your family?
如果掉了一个十个银钱里面掉了一个，别人会觉得很奇怪啊，这不是很重要的事情吗？是你的嫁妆吗？怎么少了一个
？People say you're very careless.
人家会说，哎呀，你怎么这么不小心
？And she didn't want to hear that from people.
她不喜欢人家这样说她的。
So she knew that she needed to find that coin.
所以他知道他需要去找这个银钱。
So she swept her house looking for this coin amongst this dirty, stone floor.
也许他把他很脏的家里面细细的打扫了来找这个银钱。
And when she found it, she was happy.
当他找到了，他就很高兴。
And that's kind of very similar for us when we think about the loss.
当我们讲到这个失丧的人的时候，也是一样的。
Do we see them as highly valuable people?
我们看他们是不是一个有价值的。
Do we not give up on them?
是不是我们就放弃算了？
It's interesting for my family.
对我们家来说是一个很有趣的。
In my family, there's 5 kids.
在我家里面，我们有5个孩子。
All 5 kids are followers of Jesus Christ.
我们5孩子都信主了。
Of the 5, 3 went to seminary.
这五个孩子里面，三个去了神学院。
Of the 5, 3 of us are married.
这五个里面有三个结婚了。
And we have Christian wives.
我们都有一个基督徒的太太。
But the interesting thing is, both my parents are non-believers.
但是很奇怪的，我们两家的父母都还没有信主。
And so there's a sense of persistence of even amongst our own family.
就算是在我们家族里面，我们也有那样子的紧迫感。
That we want to see our parents come to know Christ.
我们希望我们的双方的父母都信主。
So we don't give up.
所以我们从来不放弃。
We use our grandkids to share to my parents.
我们就用他们的这个孙儿孙女们去跟他们传福音。
There's a great sense of persistence there.
这是一个持久的功夫。
Some of you guys may like music.
你们有一些人喜欢音乐吧
？And you know who Yo-Yo Ma is?
你知道 Yo-Yo Ma 是谁吗
？It's incredible cellist.
是一个非常有名的一个提琴家。
And he just finished a concert at Carnegie Hall in New York.
他在纽约的 Carnegie Hall 刚刚结束了一个演奏会。
After a long performance, he was tired.
当他结束了之后，他已经很累了。
So he called a taxi and brought him back to his hotel.
所以他就叫了一个计程车，然后带他到旅馆。
So wherever Yo-Yo Ma goes, he carries this 1733 cello that's worth more than $2.5 million.
不管马友友到什么地方去，他永远都是带着那个1733年的价值250万美元的大提琴跟着他。
So he gets to the hotel, brings his cello in, and he has a good night's sleep.
那通常他就到了旅馆，然后带着他的这个大提琴，然后就睡觉。
He slept in, and he remembers that he needs to be across the other town in another hotel soon.
啊，他知道他要去这个城的另外一个地方，第二天早晨。
So he hails a cab.
啊，他又叫了一个计程车。
And puts a cello in the back of the trunk of the car.
啊，他就把他这个提琴就放在那个计程车的这个行李箱里面。
Gets to the other side of the city to another hotel.
然后到了城的另外一边，另外一个旅馆去。
And as he pays the cabbie,
然后他就付了钱。
And the cabbie goes off.
然后这个计程车司就走了。
Then he realizes that his cello is in the back of that taxi.
他突然发现了他的提琴是在那个计程车的行李箱里面。
So for him, he's going crazy.
对他来说，他会疯掉了。
Something of great value is missing from him now.
啊，这么有价值的东西竟然掉了。
He doesn't know what to do.
他不知道怎么办。
How is he going to find this taxi cab in New York amongst so many other taxi cabs?
在纽约里面这么多的计程车，他去哪里找呢？
Then he remembers that he gets a receipt from the taxi cab.
然后他就突然想到这个计程车司机给他了一个收据。
He calls the taxi company.
他就叫了这个计程车司机公司。
And he gives the taxi number, and he finds out where the cab is.
然后他就告诉他们这个收据。
And finally, here's the news that the taxi cab is parked at a location.
啊，他突然就知道了，他们打回来说这个计程车在某个地方。
And he's going to return back with his $2.5 million cello.
啊，他们会把这个价值250万美元的提琴送回来。
I'm sure there's a sense of relief when he finds it.
我相信当他听到这个消息的时候，他应该松了一口气。
I think God is the same way when he finds those that don't know him and comes into his presence.
我相信神也是这个样子，当他看见了人悔改，被找着的时候，他也松了一口气。
And some of you guys who have been praying for someone realize that have you been praying and praying, and when that person receives Christ, there's a sense of joy that you are so excited that you tell other people.
我相信我们也是一样的。当我们一直为这个人祷告、祷告、祷告，然后这个人得救了，我们都是心里面欢喜快乐，巴不得把这个消息告诉所有的人。
And I wait for that same day when my parents will receive Christ.
我也是这样子等候，当那一天我的父母信主的时候。
And I think God calls us to be excited and to rejoice in those times.
所以神告诉我们，像这样子的一天来到的时候，我们要欢喜快乐。
Let's look at the other passages out of Luke 15, 5 and 7, and then 15, 9 and 10.
让我们来读15章第5节到第7节。第5节，找着了就欢欢喜喜地扛在肩上回到家里，就请朋友邻舍来，对他们说，我失去的羊已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜，叫比为99个不用悔改的一人，欢喜更大。第9节，找着了就请朋友邻舍来，对他们说，我失落的那块钱已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也是这样为他欢喜。
See, the religious leaders back then were very indifferent towards those who were lost and those who weren't followers of Jesus Christ.
那时候宗教的领袖们，他们对这些失落的人漠不关心。
And Jesus used these two parables to explain how wrong they were in their thinking.
耶稣就用这样两个比喻来讲这样子的情形。
But to recover a lost sheep or a lost coin, it made a clear understanding for these religious leaders back then.
用这个失羊的比喻和失钱的比喻，我们可以看见那些法利赛人跟文士们的不是。
That people who are greater than a coin or a lost sheep, we should have that same kind of compassion.
那些比羊跟钱更重要的那些世上的人，我们应该更加的看重他们。
And so maybe my challenge for you today is those people around you.
我今天给你们的挑战就是在你们四周的人。
Do you have a sense of compassion for them?
你有怜悯的心吗？
will you put effort in trying to bring Christ to them?
你花了功夫传福音给他们吗?
And sometimes it's very simple as asking them what they did on the weekend.
也许就是一个很简单的话语，你周末做了一些什么事啊?
And you simply say, oh, on Friday I go to church and on Sunday I go to church.
你就是告诉他们你做了什么事，在礼拜五晚上我到教会里面查经，礼拜天我到教会敬拜。
And all you can simply say, would you ever want to come with me?
你可以简单的告诉他们说，你们要不要跟我一起来呀？
It's not too hard.
这很难吗？
But it takes a conscious effort on our part.
但是我们要有意这样去做。
And if the person says, no.
如果这个人说，那我不想。
Maybe next week and say, how about this week? Would you want to come this week?
也许你会说，那下礼拜怎么样？
There's a sense of persistence.
就是要这样子的持续。
And so I challenge us all to think about people in our circle.
我挑战你们，想一想，在你四周的这些交通的这些人。
And how we might have the same heart as our Heavenly Father.
我们怎么样可以像天父一样有一个怜悯的心？
And that's simply reaching out to them.
就是这样子向这些失丧的人伸出双手。
Let me pray.
让我们一起祷告。
God, I thank you for this morning.
主，我们感谢你，为了今天早晨感谢你。
I thank you for each person here, Lord.
我为在座的每一位人来感谢你。Each
person here is of great value to you.
每一个在座的在你里面眼中都是重价的。And
Father, I know maybe some here knows you personally.
我知道在座的有些人已经认识你了。And
some may have been coming to church and don't have a personal relationship with you yet.
有些可能只是来教会，他还不认识你。
And Father, I pray that they would know that they are of great value.
父啊，我向你祷告，求你让他们知道，在你的眼中他们是重价的。And
that you desire to have a personal relationship with them.
你巴不得他们跟你都有那个亲密的关系。So
Father, I pray for those that don't know you right now.
为那些还不认识你的人向你来祈求。That
they might be able to talk to someone afterwards.
他们在这个会后也许。 和这些已经信主人来有一些的交通。And
understanding how to have a personal relationship with you.
可以寻求怎么样跟我们的父神有一个甜美的交通。And
Father, for those who know you, Lord, here.
那些已经信主、已经认识你的人。We
pray that this message this morning would convict us.
我祈求今天早上的信息能够让我们更深的委身。And
maybe being more compassionate to people.
也许对我们周遭的人更有怜悯的心。And
reaching out to them.
向他们伸出手来。And
genuinely caring for them.
真的从心里面来关怀他们。We
thank you, Lord, for just who you are.
我们感谢你是这样子的一位神。And
how you continue to feed us and use us, Lord.
你怎么样每天来供应我们，然后又使用我们。We
thank you, Lord.
我们谢谢你。And
we pray these things in your Son's name.
我们这样子祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.